We now travel to Lebanon. Journalist we regularly speak to. She's back online with us from Lebanon. Sara Matah. Sara, good afternoon, good evening. I hope all is good in Lebanon. And thanks once again for joining us.
Yeah, dear. Good evening from Lebanon. And thanks for you. It's my pleasure, as always, to highlight the situation in my country.
I think, Sara, before we speak about the current situation around Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, before we talk about Hezbollah, what is the current status quo of Lebanon? Are the occupation forces still attacking the south of Lebanon? We know that they've never held up their end of the bargain with the previous ceasefire because they continued to attack innocent civilians and destroy ancient architecture, buildings, and infrastructure through the aggressive acts of terror. They displaced more than 1.5 million Lebanese civilians and also killed thousands. So what is the current situation like now at the moment in Lebanon?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are still suffering from the Israeli attacks till now. Every day, nonstop, we have Israeli attacks in the South Lebanon, exactly, in several areas in South Lebanon, the border and more than the border, beyond the border villages. They are attacking civilians, they are attacking houses, and they are, as their usual story saying and pretending that they are targeting specific centers or military centers or weapons for Hezbollah. So the situation currently in South Lebanon is still the same. Every day the people are suffering from attacks and airstrikes there. Nothing happened on the ground regarding the ceasefire in South Lebanon. Just around Lebanon, okay, around southern suburb of Beirut, it's okay. But exactly in South Lebanon, the situation is still worse. Regarding the disarming of Hezbollah, actually all the eyes nowadays in Lebanon and all people in Lebanon are waiting the cabinet session of the Lebanese government this Friday on September 5, because this session, this coming session, is specialized to discuss the defending strategy and the plan of the Lebanese army about the disarming of Hezbollah. So some are saying that the ministers of Hezbollah or the Shia ministers will not attend the cabinet session. Others are saying, no, it's just fake news and the Shia ministers will be there, will attend the cabinet session, but they are putting a condition to this session that if you want to discuss the disarming of Hezbollah within the plan of the Lebanese army, you must not put any time or any exact time for the disarming. So you must keep it open and we will go for the plan of the Lebanese army. So so many people and the politicians and the parties in Lebanon now are speaking back and forth about the disarming of Hezbollah and what will happen, what is the our destiny, Lebanon, where Lebanon is going and what is waiting us as Lebanese. Will Israel attack another time? Will, for example, Lebanese go to another civilian war, especially that they have suffered a lot from the Lebanese civilian war from 1975, and they are still paying the bills till now of that war. And today, actually, the Minister of War, the Israeli Minister of War, said that if the Lebanese government will not succeed in disarming of Hezbollah, we will go to our military choice against Hezbollah, which means another Israeli attack or another Israeli war. Because we can't say another Israeli attack because they are attacking every day. So we are speaking at this point on the probability of another Israeli war against Lebanon. So many probabilities are on the ground, but most of the Lebanese, most of the politicians in Lebanon are saying that we will not go to the choice of civil war because we have learned a big lesson from the previous one, civil war. We will go for the debate and discussion It's the only choice for us to, if you want to have a solution, which is best for all the people, for Hezbollah, for the Lebanese people, for the Lebanese state, the Lebanese government, and for everyone in Lebanon. Sorry for speaking too much.
No, it's fine. Now, Sara, it does appear that serious attempts are being made here to cause serious sectarian divide in Lebanon. Could there be a third force involved here that is actually causing this sectarian divide? Is it possible?
Actually, in my opinion, we will not go to a sectarian divide or civil war as the previous one, because the Lebanese now, all the Lebanese, either the Shia, Sunni, Druze, the Christian, they are all aware that the civil war will be worse for all of us. And it's not the solution. It will destroy Lebanon and the Lebanese people, and we will lose a lot and will not get any good result from the civil war. So what we are afraid of, actually, and several people in Lebanon are speaking about, is the some conflicts, or we can say some attacks, or between Hezbollah and the Lebanese army. So this is that we are all afraid about this point exactly. And you know that the Lebanese army is consists of all the sectarians, all the religions in Lebanon. So in the Lebanese army, you will find the Sunni, Shia, Christian, Druze, several religions inside the Lebanese army. So if, for example, happened anything, any conflict happened between Hezbollah and Lebanese army, which Israel is seeking, you know, that Israel is, yeah, is Israel is planning for this, to have these conflicts between Hezbollah and the Lebanese army, and to say, look, Hezbollah is attacking your army in Lebanon, you know, and we must attack Hezbollah to have the sovereignty of Lebanon and to defend the Lebanese army in Lebanon. So this is really that what we are afraid of, and we hope that we will not achieve or reach this point, this critical point, because the Lebanese army, all the soldiers and the principals in the Lebanese army are our brothers there, and Hezbollah are our brothers. So really, it's a worse point, and it's a worse scenario, and I think it's the same like the civil war.
Now, a good couple of weeks ago, Sara, there was some leaked audio that clearly gave us an indication that these are instructions coming from Washington and Tel Aviv to try and force Hezbollah as a resistance movement. But we also must factor in that Hezbollah also has a very strong political arm, as is the case with Hamas, the resistance in Gaza, in occupied Palestine. Besides being a resistance movement, they also have a very strong political bureau. Hezbollah pretty much the same, but after this leaked audio, it became quite apparent and clear that people were then starting to ask questions. Are these instructions coming from Washington and Tel Aviv, and here specifically the Zionist regime, to push for Hezbollah's military capacity to be taken away from them in totality? And after this came to light, we saw millions of Lebanese civilians taking to the streets opposing this to possibly happen. So there's clearly still major support for Hezbollah in Lebanon coming from millions of civilians in your country.
Yes, actually, Washington for sure is forcing and is pushing towards disarming of Hezbollah. And Washington for sure is supporting Tel Aviv in this point and in every point against Lebanon and against Gaza. And they are making negotiations with Lebanon. The USA principals that are coming to Lebanon, for example, Tom Barak or Other than Tom Barak. So what they are speaking about is the disarming of Hezbollah. They are focusing at this point, and they are neglecting or ignoring the other points, which is that Israel must withdraw from the Lebanese land in south. They are saying first we will disarm Hezbollah and then we will push Israel to go out of the Lebanese land, which is a conflict point and a critical point in Lebanon. For this, we have seen the several civilian people in Lebanon came to the street and they were protesting and saying we will not agree on disarming of Hezbollah at all. But actually, what is to be logic, what is being prepared or planned to, that the president, the Lebanese president, Joseph Aoun, and the prime minister, Nawaf Salam, and all the politicians in Lebanon, and the parties, and for sure, the head of parliament, Nabih Berri, is playing a big role, actually, because he's Shiite. He's from the same sectarian of Hezbollah. So he is the midpoint, and he is the one negotiating mostly with Hezbollah and the USA leaders or principals coming here, and with the other parties in Lebanon. What's being discussed is that the weapons or the or Hezbollah situation will not stay like this. It will be integrated within the Lebanese army and the national strategy of defense in Lebanon. But and they agreed, and Hezbollah as well agreed at that point before the elaborating of the Lebanese government, and they participated in this government after they agreed on at this point. But what is nowadays making a big conflict for them or a critical point for them is the time, you know, because some parties in Lebanon and the prime minister exactly, they are saying that we must put a time. It's the end of this year that Hezbollah must be disarmed. Whereas Hezbollah, they are saying, and the ministers of Shia sectarian, they are saying that we will not put a time. We agree on, okay, we will disarm, but not at the end of the year, not at an exact time. It will be within an integral or within a strategy, national strategy of the Lebanon. So this is the point of conflict in the ground.
In conclusion, Sara, the Zionist regime clearly having some major plans here in the works. We saw a couple of days ago, and they're continuing to execute these treacherous plans. They killed the Yemeni Ansarullah prime minister a couple of days ago, I think late Thursday night, early Friday morning, along with senior members within his cabinet ministers. They targeted a particular site where he was convening a meeting with his cabinet. They killed him and a number of his ministers in his cabinet. There's an interim cabinet at the moment in Yemen. And then the continued talk of disarming Hezbollah. If the Zionist regime, using perhaps third forces, if they do not get this right, they would then push for conflict between the Lebanese army and Hezbollah, wanting to completely disarm Hezbollah. Will that ever happen? Would they ever be able to disarm Hezbollah as a resistance?
It's hard, actually. It's not as simple as we are speaking. It's very hard, and it's not the way that will be followed to disarm Hezbollah, because the disarming of Hezbollah must be an internal decision within the Lebanese presidency, prime minister, and the government, with the head of parliament and the deputies. So it's a really internal issue to be discussed and not to be put by Washington and Tel Aviv and to be followed in Lebanon. If it will be like this, yes, unfortunately, we are speaking about hard days in Lebanon, even that the Lebanese are aware of not going back to any civil war or to any conflict or to any conflict between Hezbollah and Lebanese army. But I'm here repeating that the plan of Israel is to put Hezbollah in front of Lebanese army, to face the Lebanese army and to have an excuse for disarming Hezbollah. This is what has been planned and prepared to, unfortunately. And for sure, Israel is attacking everywhere. The Houthis in Yemen, Gaza, she is extending in Gaza. Israel is extending, and they declared it on the media and declared it absolutely that they will take Gaza. And nobody is preventing them. Imagine that Gaza is being under this historical crime and tragedy from 2023 till now. The children, the people, the kids are being killed there. They are starving because of hunger, because of the shortage in everything, in food, in medical supplies, in everything. And the whole world can't prevent Israel. So what we can say about the plans of Israel in Syria and Lebanon and in the Middle East as well?
Sara Mattar, Lebanese journalist, as always. Sara, thank you for joining us on PM Drive.